From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
It is the secret life of motherhood. Moms live a secret life. And people don't understand a whole lot of the stuff we go through. I'm Anne. You know the other voice.
Hello, Christine.
But you don't know this voice.
Do they? They don't.
Well, we have a guest today. Zell is joining us because today we're talking about single moms.
Yep.
Being a mom is hard on its own because usually moms are the default parents. But single moms, you guys are the moms, you guys are the dads, you guys are the default parents. That's a lot.
You're the playmate, you're the everything.
The everything the everythings.
Yes.
Zell, what do you guys wish the world understood about being a single mom?
I think just that intro that you gave there was probably it. It's that you are everything and you have to sort of... I'm raising a boy, right? So for me, it is very much having to jump between sort of a feminine and a masculine energy.
Okay, to keep it balanced.
To keep it balanced a little bit. And that's fine because I think I have a bit of masculine energy in any case. But I don't know if it's the right thing to do or not. That is whatever. But it's sort of being that everything for him. But I think if you don't have enough people around you that you can rely on, that becomes far worse. When you're trying to do it all yourself, that's when you burn out. And I think a lot of single moms think, ach no, I'll show the world. But your support structure is probably the most important thing.
The one thing I always wonder about is the early days. Like the first year, because the number of times when my husband came home and I was just, take this baby away from me, please. I cannot stand one more minute. But when you are a single mom, you don't have that. It's a luxury. It's an option.
It is.
So how were the first few months? Like, how do you do that when you don't have a second person to just nudge in the middle of the night and say, gaan maak melk.
Tap over to you.
My son and my son's dad and I broke up. I think he was about 6 months old. Not that he was really present those first 6 months in any case. So it was horrible. It was you and, you know, you have this embarrassment as well of like, I knew it wasn't going to work out. And then I felt pregnant. And so now I kind of have to like keep it together so that, you know, everyone doesn't know. So it was that. And then, I didn't get the help in that first 6 months as well. And so I moved in with my mom after that, just to help me. So if it wasn't for my mom, I don't know how I would have survived as well. And like grandmothers and the, yalla, yalla, yalla.
They're a whole different, like, who are you?
Did you raise me? Exactly. No, because my mom thinks that sky is everything, you know? Okay. So it was really nice that she could help me, but I only stayed there for a couple of months and then I moved out. But then it's you. That it's everything is you. My house was a mess for the most part. Every time you tried to clean, you're just like, really? Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
You know,
we just have sticky floors now.
Exactly. Like, that's just life, you know? trying to cook with a baby in the one arm and then, you know, but you learn stuff and you grow. I mean, I wouldn't say no to that. I won't do it again, but I wouldn't mind going back there sometimes and just be like, okay, let's try that again. I learned a lot.
So what skills have you picked up that you think you would not have picked up
had you not
been a single mom?
You know what? And I don't know if it's maybe single mom vibes, but maybe it is. But just this thing of like, there's no one else to help you, babes. Like, you're just going to have to shut up and do this yourself. Like, just
suck it up.
Just put on your big girl panties because, you know, or throw your toys out of the cart for like 5 seconds and then you just have to come back and go.
Which is okay to do.
Yeah.
It's fine to do that.
Exactly.
I would even say it's healthy to throw your toys
out of the cart. Exactly.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I only single mommed for 7 months, and I still saw my husband every 2 to 3 weeks. Mm. I had my parents here, and I am not doing that again. Mm-mm. Unless I really have to. And yeah. I always knew that it was hard. Like, it must be really, really hard to be a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something I did enjoy was I had no one else's, and like, I didn't have an additional person's laundry
to consider, or someone else's time to consider, and their what they need and want. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What are they doing? What mood are they in?
Can I just say?
Yeah.
That is probably the one thing that I am actually happy about is that I make up the rules in my house.
Mm.
I can do whatever we want to. It's us. It's me. It's him. Mm. Yes, we have conversations, but I don't have like this husband that I need to go, babes,
what do you think about tonight? This?
Or, but I do sometimes wish there was someone that I can be like, I'm going to bath the child. Can you just go buy the salt? Because sometimes it's the salt that runs out. That's the worst part. I'm like, really? Of all the things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you need that. And you're the only one that can drive.
Exactly. You know, so you have to time some of the things exactly a lot. So there's a lot of that needs to happen when you're a single mom. It's not just always shoot from the hip, but sometimes it is. But, yeah. But you can consider yourself and what I want to do. I don't have to consider like lots. Mm. Yeah.
Your own drum.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time people say stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. And they mean really well. They mean really well.
Do they?
I choose to believe that people do. And, you know, you see this when people lose someone close to them or they go through something traumatic. What is some of the stuff that people said to you about being a single mom that you're like, maybe you shouldn't say that to people, or that really doesn't feel great when you say that?
Yeah. I think the biggest one is obviously just, you know, sort of this perception of raising a child on your own, you know, and the impact that it'll have on the child. Yes, of course. I mean, and I can't take that away from my son that his dad isn't around.
But it is what it is.
I can't do anything about it. In fact, I'm at that stage where, and I know this might be problematic for some people, I don't care. But for me, it is, I'd rather raise him alone than raise him with a half-ass father.
Yeah.
So if you're not fully there and present and want to help and put in the work, then stay away, rather, you know? So it's very, it's the, oh, shame, you must, you know?
And I'm like,
exactly, you know? And I'm like, no, he's pretty cute as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. He looks like a healthy child to me, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that lip and lip.
We had a contribution from one of the mamas on our group. Pretty sure we can say her name. She's not one of those I want to stay secret mamas. Paula is a on-air personality at Fresh FM.
Yeah.
And here's what she says she would like the world to understand about secret moms.
Honestly, the single moms can't do it alone. Single moms make it look so easy, but it's not. But because you're in that situation, you have to make it work. So now because you're making it work, it looks easy to the world, but it's actually not.
I single mommed like for a weekend a few months ago, and it was a horrible time because my son pulled a second tooth. He also had an eye infection. He had a middle ear infection and a sinus infection all in that one weekend. And that was not fun, man.
Mm. Yeah.
I hope I made it look easy to the world outside, but yo, I take my hat off to you guys.
Do you know what the scariest thing is actually, if I'm thinking about it now, is that if your child is sick in the middle of the night, there is no one to help you to do anything. It's like literally all on you, having to rush to a hospital if all an accident that. Happened or, you know, like sometimes I'm like, Lord, please, if a break-in were to happen, I am your, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that can be very scary, but I try not to think about it all the time.
I guess the mental load of, you know, when you've got a partner, you're like, do you think we should take him to the hospital? What did you see? Do you think, now you're just in your own head.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you what, my son was once sick at 3 a.m. one morning, throwing up all over the place, redecorating the walls.
Yeah.
And I jumped in because I'm the default parent.
Yeah.
And the second I turned around to ask for a new bucket, my husband was gone. So I fixed the situation. I managed it. Christine's smiling because she knows the story. And I called for him. I was like, Leafy, what is yay?
Yeah.
Do you know where he was? 3 a.m. in the morning.
Where?
Outside, having a cigarette.
Oh, wow.
That's special.
Yeah, no, very, very, very special.
And I was like, dude.
Wrong time.
He's like, oh, I thought you got it.
Yeah, you looked fine. Mm. You handled it.
So, you know, same, same, but different.
Exactly.
So I guess related to that is a lot of single moms, and I guess this also goes to single dads, are not going to ask for help because they either feel like, you know, they are a burden, they feel like maybe I've got this, and they don't see their own strain that they're taking, or they're just not sure who they can ask. How can the people around them help them that's really going to be a help without them having to ask? Like, what are the things that are massively helpful that they won't necessarily say, I need this?
A Saturday afternoon nap. Your
just to recharge.
Oh my word. Mm. Like, you know, just say, don't go, can I offer you help? Because I'm not going to say yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be like, no, I'm fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make something happen. Hey, I'm taking my kids out for a play date. Can I come pick up John? Whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Because then I can sleep and I can rest.
Okay.
And just allow me rest, especially if they're younger.
Yeah, yeah.
That helps a lot. So just organize play dates and just, you know, pick them up. Or just, yeah, call and just check in and let's chat or, you know, come over. Because I only have the one child,
okay,
right? So that makes it even more difficult. You know, if it's two children, at least they would be able to play with each other or they can, you know, whatever. Or at least they're fighting with each other, whatever, you know, they can keep each other busy.
Yes.
Whereas just you know, you have to keep that child busy,
yes,
you know. So even if you just come over and sit and we can chat and the child's there, that already helps us. Okay. You know, bring a glass of wine, a bottle. And then, you know, so that could also just be the case. But I think it's the let me know when you need help. I won't let you.
That's
know.
Not helpful.
It's not helpful because I won't, and I will feel guilty. And if I ask, please, like, understand that it came from, like, I had to pull out everything to actually ask you to help me.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a very good friend who's a single mom. Her kids are a little bit older. The one's 11, the one's 13. It's a boy and a girl, so they don't play with each other.
No.
And, you know, I didn't realize a lot of things about being a single mom. Things like, listen, she was my neighbor. I have to go to the shop. And this was 4 years ago. So our kids are young. I have to go to the shop. Can they please just come and sit at your house for 15 minutes while I run to the shop?
Yeah. Mm.
And I also think making the kids feel welcome when you invite the parent.
Yes.
I can come to your house and leave my kids with my husband.
Yeah.
Mm. A single parent doesn't always have that option.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind and make that parent feel welcome.
Welcome, yeah.
Don't make them feel like a third wheel. Like,
yeah.
Because you already feel kind of like,
drag
my kids along and know what they'd act.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm making assumptions, but that's in my experience. It was very much, I'm not on my own. And she did things for so long on her own with no proper support system that those things just became like, well, I'm just here on my own. I'm not welcome. Or my kids might not be welcome. Or constantly apologizing. Like, I'm sorry that I now have to bring them. And I'm And just don't be sorry, single moms.
Yeah, don't be sorry.
It does take a village.
It does take a village, but there is this, I'm burdening other people with my situation, basically.
Okay.
So Look, it's not a conscious thing, and I don't think everyone sort of sees it like that all the time, but it is sort of there in the subconscious of like, oh, if I ask now, I'll just be like, oh, you know. So, I mean, I had a cousin, one of my cousins, he moved to New Zealand now, and he would just on a random Saturday be like, listen, I'm going to come pick up Sky, and, you know. And it was actually so nice, especially because he's a man as well. Just to play with Sky and to, you know, that kind of stuff where I'm very like, no, I'm not going to wrestle with you. What is this? I did it when he was younger and smaller, but now the legs are very long and painful. Exactly.
Yeah.
Can I just quickly add something just from a corporate perspective as well?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be the, I can't do this thing because my kid or.
That's a very good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? And not to take away, and I'm not saying anything, but just like when he had his swimming lessons during the week, I was the only one that could drive and pick him up and drop him and do that, you know? And it's like 2 hours away from the office. And even though you're like, hey, I'm available and whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you're not seen, then sometimes it's like where and what? And then, you know, so, and there's also so much you can do on a phone when you're working on it. Some people have gotten it right. Maybe not me so much. But it was that, you know, having to then decide, babes, like, I want to do this for you. But the job's also really hectic right now that maybe we can look at something else. When you had soccer, it was like in the evenings after five, and then you had to stay on the field until seven. And then I've learned how to now meal prep my meals so that the week isn't as hectic, you know? So you figure out situations, routines, things that you can do just to help yourself, just, you know, because, yeah, it's all you. So it's a lot of planning that needs to go into it.
Yeah.
I think in that work situation, it is very much have grace.
Yeah.
And I think in that situation, and also in the context of personal, I don't think most people choose this in the sense of, I wish one day, I'm just going to decide to be a single parent.
No, definitely not.
You choose that situation to get out of something that's not healthy.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
No.
And just have grace with things like, you're the only one that can take them to the doctor. You're the only one. And I feel guilty as a parent having to say to my kids, I have to go and work. I have to do this thing. I can't do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I can go to work because I've got a backup.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wouldn't necessarily be expected to say yes all the time.
Yes.
So don't expect it from a single parent and then go, if they say no, you know, you can like...
It's always using the single parent excuse.
It's not an excuse.
Exactly. Well, look, now.
for single parents, it's just, I have to plan my not being there. It can't just be like, oh, I'm working late tonight.
Yeah.
Or like something just popped up magically. I don't have that luxury to go, okay, cool, because my mom lives a little far and, you know, having to get one of my sisters or an aunt or whatever.
And they also have lives.
Exactly. You know, so it's not just... It can't be spontaneous. Mm. So it has to be planned. Like, I already know next weekend what my plans are. So I've already this morning with my mom went, okay, listen, this thing, that thing, I'll pick him up. You do this, that, that situation, you know? So, yeah, you just have to plan.
So I think that exactly what you said is the takeaway from this. You guys have to really plan ahead.
Yeah.
I'm so at planning. I would not survive.
Yeah, you have to plan.
And you have to know everything. You need a support system.
Yep. You have to have a support system. And if the supporters that are out there, I just want to say thank you to you. You make lives for single moms so much better. Mm. And for those of you who aren't supporting yet, please, please reach out.
Get on the bandwagon, man. Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you, Zal. Thank you for opening up and sharing. And I think just other single moms listening, I really hope that they found their village.
I hope so. Yeah.
That they know.
We need to talk about this stuff, man. Yeah.
You can find the Secret Life of Motherhood Village on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can find us on WhatsApp. There is a link to our WhatsApp group on the Facebook page and on the webpage on nova.com.na.
Correct.
You can listen to all the episodes there, which are also on Apple Podcast and Spotify.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.